The good shepherd is risen, who laid down his life for his sheep and willingly died for his flock. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Welcome you all to our live stream Mass this Monday as we continue during this Easter season. As we now prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us pause and call to mind our sins in a moment of silence. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that putting off our old self with all its ways, we may live as Christ did. For through the healing paschal remedies, you have conformed us to his nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called synagogue of freedmen, Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and the people from Cilicia and Asia, came forward and debated with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they instigated some men to say, "We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God." They stirred up the people, the elders, and the scribes, accosted him, seized him, and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They presented false witnesses who testified, "This man never stops saying things against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him claim that this Jesus the Nazarene will destroy this place and change the customs that Moses handed down to us." All those who sat in the Sanhedrin looked intently at him and saw that his face was like the face of an angel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Responsorial Psalm. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord.
Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord.
Though princes meet and talk against me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Yes, your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors.
Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord.
I declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous deeds.
Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord.
Remove me from the way of falsehood, and favor me with your law. The way of truth I have chosen, and I have set your ordinances before me.
Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia.
One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered him and said, Amen, amen, I say to you. You are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal. So they said to him, What can we do to accomplish the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In today's gospel, Jesus tells us not to work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. With these words, Christ begins his Bread of Life discourse, which we will hear throughout the rest of this week. In this discourse, Jesus talks about the Eucharist, his body and his blood given up for us, the source and summit of the Christian life. And as Catholics, we believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Our heart burns within us for our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Just last week, a friend of mine shared with me that while the act of spiritual communion is great and all, he hungers for the Eucharist. He shares that when he receives Jesus in communion, at communion, during Mass on Sundays, pre-pandemic, his spirit and his souls were nourished for the entire week. I echo his sentiments and share with him how attending daily Mass at St. Mary Cathedral and receiving Christ every morning made my day so much more peaceful because I was grounded in Christ Jesus our Lord. Indeed, the Eucharist is the food that endures for eternal life, and the Son of Man, the one that God sent, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, gives us this food, uniting us to himself, lifting up our humanity to his divinity. My brothers and sisters in Christ, for all of you who have been attending the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass via live stream, I want to affirm the ache in your heart, the pit in the depth of your soul that yearns to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, until the day when we are able to come again, once again as a Eucharistic assembly in thanksgiving, to share in the breaking of the bread at the altar of Christ. I humbly urge you to embrace the virtue of patience. St. Francis de Sales once said, Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if the whole world seems upset. May we, through prayer, be able to attain the spirit of calm and peace from the same spirit that filled Stephen with the grace, the power, and the wisdom to live out his faith among the people, as we heard in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles.
Now let us stand as we offer our petitions.
For the pastors of the Catholic Church, that they may continue to nourish us with God's words from the Scriptures. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the nations of our world, that the good news of Christ the risen Lord may bring social justice to all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering in the darkness of error and despair, that the Scriptures may be explained to them as light and truth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the congregation God has gathered at this altar, that each one of us may recognize the real presence of the risen Lord in the Eucharistic breaking of bread. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the dead, that they may rise to the fullness of joy in God's presence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And for the repose of the soul of Peter Namtham and the consolation of all loved ones, and for the end of this pandemic, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Almighty God, as we continue during this Easter season, help us to continue to leave the tomb, to enter more fully into the joy of the resurrection, and to grow in all of the virtues, especially in the virtue of patience. We ask these things through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Bless you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, and my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Joe, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you, says the Lord. Alleluia. Now pray an act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. We'll have a moment of silence to pray for the end of this pandemic, for the healing of all those who are ill, whether physically, emotionally, or spiritually,
and to pray for the protection of all medical professionals, all those who continue to serve our community in so many different ways. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life, in the resurrection of Christ increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of the saving food, through Christ our Lord. Just a few reminders. Please know that we continue to do our drive-through confessions, so you can continue to sign up for the drive-through confessions here outside of the church, as well as those that come to your homes. So you can go to that St. Albert the Great website to do that. Also, we have begun two new initiatives this week. One initiative is our Emmaus Listening Post. So if anyone would like a prayer or just to have someone kind of listen to hear them with whatever it is that they're experiencing, that's something new that we've started. And so for the Emmaus Listening Post, all you do again is go to the St. Albert the Great homepage and click on that Emmaus Listening Post link. And we have created a Stations of Light. So the Stations of Light are similar to the concept of the Stations of the Cross that we're used to praying, especially during the Lenten season. An ancient tradition of the church is also to have the Stations of the Resurrection that one prays during the Easter season. So between outside the St. Albert the Great Church, between the church, the Palermo Center, and the Meditation Garden, we have set up 14 stations. And so we would especially know that you are welcome to come to campus and pray. This is a good way, especially that if maybe you've been feeling distant from God and would like to come to the church campus, you're able to pray outside with, you know, proper social distancing, etc., so that there's no risk of infection, but you can also be able to have that way of especially entering into the joys of the Easter season and just allowing our Lord to help take you from whatever place in the tomb you might be experiencing into that greater joy of this Easter season. So if you've never prayed the Stations of Light before, I highly recommend them. Very powerful to pray them. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.